Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure. They had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pump. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number 2. If you missed any parts of hour number 1, encourage you to be sure and get that. We should have that up later on this afternoon for you in the podcast section under the show archives. Somewhere up there. My webmaster is having a couple of challenges, so we're having some challenges with that, but we hopefully we'll get that back on track this week. So you should be able to. But some good stuff to note as it relates to that. You can always go to Chosen Generation Radio at our Spreaker link, and I'll get that information up in our blog section so you can follow that. But CC O'Leary was with us from Southeastern Legal. They're talking about what's happening on our college campuses. Very important what's happening there, and some changes that are proposed to take place in Title IX that would dramatically impact our women and our ladies and they're certainly going after them. There's also the issue as it relates to the UN, and the UN is pushing abortion. And Rebecca Oess, Dr. Rebecca Oess from CFAM, was with us to talk about that and what we can do to make sure that the United States is not entering into these treaties, but even in treaties that we have entered into, where it doesn't specifically say a right to abortion, but there are places where they are attempting to redefine, and within the committee that oversees the implementation of the treaty, they are inserting abortion type issues. And it's just insane what's taking place with regards to that. So you need to be aware of that. All right. And one of the communities, and we talked about this, by the way, one of the communities that is most significantly impacted by abortion is the Black community. And my next guest is here. He's a new host on TECN TV. And I'm honored that that I was able to play some small role in that introduction and helping to get his program picked up on TECN. And the show is doing fantastic. The number three program on the network right now, and closing in. And I want to welcome my good friend Pastor David Lowry. Pastor David, welcome.
Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, Chosen Generation family, and all those listening. Our TECN TV folks, welcome. Thank you for having me this morning. First, giving all praises to God. And thank you, Pastor Greg, for having me on the show this morning. You said something I want to say to the American people about this abortion thing that with the UN. The reason why, to the American people and patriots, the reason why I scream good morning Vietnam every time I come on a show is because the American people better realize that we are in a war. We are in a war against morality, our integrity. We're in a war for the common way of life that God gave us. We're in a war for our children who are being indoctrinated into the schools. We're in a war that if we don't, the American people, and I'm meaning it with all of my heart, if we are in trouble, if we allowed to go down this road with the administration that's implementing all these things, they're making war with the mandates, the jab, they're looking for ways to bring COVID back to shut us down. If we don't stand up and live by the rights that God gave us and the protection that the Constitution created for us, that we created the government, not the government created us. If we don't take a stand right now, it's going to be too late. So I'm asking the American people, let us think, research, take the stand, because God needs to be in this country again. Marriage is between man and a woman. Remember how it used to be. Remember when our families was good, the economy was good, gas was decent, entrepreneurship was being promoted. That's what we got to hang on to. Because if we don't hang on to that, our children do not know how to fight this government. They don't understand it. And you can see for yourself, they're falling out like flies. So let us stand up and let's stand tall and put God first. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
Oh, no. You know, it brings me to, the Martin Niemöller quote, right? First, they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. I was just actually on a text. I was just invited by the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians to be on a panel today. The topic is enemies within the church. And and I was asked to share something that I had shared with the Save the Persecuted Advisory Board, which I am a part of, having to do with Christian persecution and what's going on, and that the church is not engaged. Matt Long and I are going to talk a lot about that in hour number three, where you have this whole idea that, well, it's the end of times And so because it's the end of times, you know, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to straighten everything out. And, you know, you're a granddad now. You've got kids. I'm a granddad. I've got kids. You know, when I came home from work and my kids messed up their room or messed up the house, I didn't go in there and say, oh, don't worry, I'll clean it all up. I went in there, okay, and I said, you know what? You need to clean your room. And this right here is going to make sure you do clean your room. Okay? You know, the Word of God says that he chastises those whom he loves. Okay?
If you spare the rod, you spoil the child. That's so interesting that you said that. It's because, let us take a look at this for sure. And I want the American people to really think with me now. When we was coming up, that was an era of discipline. We knew the things that we could, and we knew the things that we could not do. We knew never to challenge our parents because that was just not the way it was. We knew that we could take a beat down or be punished or things taken away from us. But see, when we allowed the federal government for that little chunk government money to come into our lives and say we can no longer discipline our kids, we start losing authority as parents. And God is saying, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And that's why I'm asking Christians, if you know the Lord like you're supposed to know the Lord, it is time for us to stand up. Just like with the Jericho, when they marched around the walls seven times and then the Lord said, just give me praise. The walls fell because we did what we were supposed to do because we was obedient.
Amen.
The country is no longer obedient to God. And we're suffering only because of our disrespect and the lack of doing something. And I'm encouraging Christians and pastors. So what? Read Ezekiel 33 and 34. We are his watchmen. We have to alert the public. We have to alert those who don't know God. We have to go out into the field and we have to harvest people and get them to understand the only way to salvation is through Christ, but the only way to save this country is turn back to God. And if we turn back to God and we start thinking with honesty and integrity and living by the word, we will prosper again, Pastor Greg. So I'm telling the American people, let us not get caught slipping and slide down this road where this Biden administration has taken us, where homosexuality is moving God's word out of the country and in the world, and all of these other things are taking effect. Our children, we have to stop now and stand, put God first, and praise him. That's all he wants, and he'll answer our prayers.
And you know, what does it say? You know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And then here's the part that everybody just kind of glosses over and turn from their wicked ways. Yes. You know, we can't keep embracing evil and then asking God, oh, hey, you know, bless this mess. And we can't go hide in our homes. Jesus Christ said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the word of God says in Ephesians that that creation, all of creation, and it's interesting, I was been doing some reading on this, and there's people that are out there that, oh, that, you know, they talk about the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh, it's not a doctrine. It's in the word of God. It's simply in the word. And what does it mean? It means that those that have been transformed,
sir,
by accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, are now God's manifest plan to change the world.
And you know what, Pastor Gray, I love that you said that, because Jesus knew that we was going to be at this place. But he didn't leave us to be afraid. We have to pray boldly with expectancy. See, the last word expectancy means that you have enough faith to know that if you ask God for something, he's going to give it. But see, as a son and servant of the Most High God through Jesus Christ, see, I think differently. And I'm telling Christians, now we have to think differently. We are in wartime. And I know why God saved me. I'm a wartime pastor. I'm not falling for the okey-doke that the world bring. I'm living by the word of God, okay? So if Christ died and sent the Holy Spirit for me, he said greater works that you should do after I'm gone and I send the Holy Spirit. This world belongs to me and all my Christian brothers and sisters who are listening, who know the Lord and accepted Christ. So if this is our world, it's our responsibility to get the schools in check. It is our responsibility to get the political world in check. Because see, all of these things fall under our Father God. All of them, nothing is much higher, nothing, this world, presidents, nothing, is nothing than higher than the Creator himself. And if we are heirs to the throne and to this world, it is our responsibility to get the vineyard repaired and make sure that when the owner comes, the vineyard is in order. Pastor Greg?
No, brother, you said it right on. You said it right on. I mean, it is, we are responsible, and every one of these spheres of influence are our responsibility, and we're going to be called to account. In that day, what did you do with what I gave you? The story of the talents. What did you do with the talents that I gave you? And what makes our situation so unique is the seed that was put into the ground by our founding fathers. And they said, this is going to be a Christian nation. And this is going to be a nation that is going to follow God. We'll be back right after this quick break.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeah, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Pastor David Lowry, right here with me. Now, you can catch him right here on TECN TV. Look at this, camera is blurring on me.
I see it.
What is up with that? Look, here we come. Come here.
Got you?
Well, sort of. I don't know. Oh, there we go.
You clear it up now.
Now it sees me. It's like going, where'd he go? I'm not hiding in the background, silly camera. Anyway, all right. My radio audience is going, what is he talking about? Now, you got to catch us on ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Watch us live 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Texas time. Is there any other time? No, I don't think so. Texas time, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Watch us live video and audio. And of course, we're on TECN TV, TECN.TV, or ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch them right here at this website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, live at 6 p.m. Texas time. 6 p.m. Texas time. Pastor David Lowry is here. Let the truth be told. Truth be told.
Monday through Friday. Central time, 7 o'clock Texas time.
7 folks, o'clock Eastern time.
Folks, believe me. Tune into the show. We've been having a great show. We've been talking about good information. We're putting good things out for the American people to pick up on. And we're asking you guys, go to TCNTV.com, 6 o'clock Central this afternoon. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the things that, and quickly, Pastor Greg, you know, this is why I say the American people really need to wake up and think about it. You know, Joe Biden created the crime bill back in the 90s. He said he didn't like black people. A lot of black people went to jail for small amounts of marijuana. 3 strikes, you're out. All of that stuff, Joe Biden created that bill. Now he's the president. Kamala Harris was the best student, over 2,000 marijuana convictions. Simple stuff. A couple of black men died because she withheld information. But now we have the two, and I tell black people all the time, we have the two most worst people in a White House that hate black people. You got Joe Biden that hate black people because he created the crime bill and destroyed the family. Now you got Kamala Harris, the best student, over 2,000 convictions. And now they're on TV. They're telling everybody. They must think that the American people, especially black people, is stupid. If now you're going to say, well, I'm going to pardon small marijuana convictions, and so black people can vote for me. Y'all know Papa Joe let y'all boys out of jail. It has to be the most asinine thing that he could do to black people to continue to disrespect us as a people in a race to make him think that we're going to run out and vote for him just because he said he was going to let some black folks out of jail that he put in there. That's great.
Well, and you're right. I mean, and this is, but see, this is the same thing Lyndon Johnson said, and I won't repeat what Lyndon Johnson said, but Lyndon Johnson, when he signed the Civil Rights Act, who the Democrats voted against and the Republicans actually voted for. It's the Republicans that caused the Civil Rights Act to actually go into effect and gave Lyndon Johnson the opportunity to sign it. And he said, once I sign this, I'm going to have the black population's going to vote for me. But when he voted for that, the black population, 72% of black families were intact when he voted for that. Yes. Black families were prospering. Black communities were prospering. Black families were living the American dream.
Under the Republican leadership.
Absolutely. And then under Democrat leadership, under Lyndon Johnson, he introduced welfare. He introduced his great society. What did his great society do? His great society said, hey, kick the men out. His great society said, hey, men, black men in particular, why don't you just go and have sex with any old girl you can find? And don't worry about it. You don't need to be responsible for the offspring, because the government's going to go ahead and take care of them. And the girl's going to love you anyway, because guess what? She's going to get a government check every month and you're not even going to have to work.
And Pastor Greg, that is, it is, it's really sad that you know, black people, my people, have allowed these things to happen. And I say we allowed it to happen. One of the things that we allowed to happen was this. You know, when I was coming up, just like you said, my parents were Republicans. They worked. They had jobs. My father was a man of dominance. We had a home. It was a family structure that was strong. Family was really strong. But as time went on and all the single mothers started having these babies out of wedlock, the family structure started to erode. And now the black family structure is down to like about 12%.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then the most saddest thing, that gap from 72 to 12. In between that, we had all sorts of other things that come into our community. We had Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger, who came and said, I hate black babies, that these beasts should not reproduce. And so under the guise of health care, she created Planned Parenthood. And now they're like a McDonald's in the black community.
And we're going to run out of time is the only reason. But and so what did they push? They pushed abortion and they pushed sterilization. And they have destroyed the black community because of it. And we are fighting to bring unity and to bring that group of people back to that place of dignity and to God's plan and purpose for all of our lives, because all lives matter. All of us. Pastor David, mine, yours, all lives matter to God. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. I've got a special. Eden Gordon is going to be joining me with a simulcast coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am so excited. This is just so cool. We are joining Eden Gordon on Common Sense with ChosenGenerationRadio.com and our audience. And we are just absolutely thrilled to be able to do this. So, hi, Eden. Great to be with you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Greg. I was just telling our audience here at Common Sense America about how long we've known each other, about your radio show, all the support you have given me with all the different clients I've represented. And then I called you last week and said, hey, I got a radio show. And you said, great, let's cross-pollinate. Let's get this out there. Let's go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, this is a part of what we should be doing as like-minded conservative Christians.
Yes.
We should be supporting one another, encouraging one another, you know, joining forces. Yes. You know, I mean, capitalism is awesome and I'm all about that. But sometimes, too, it goes to the place of it's like everybody's building their own little fiefdom. Look, you've got a message and you've got a unique way of presenting you and who Eden is. And there is an audience that is just going to fall in love with that.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg. You know, ever since I ran for State House, and I found my voice in many ways because having worked for President Trump and then being a veteran spouse and seeing what was going on around me, I started public speaking. I was door knocking. I was engaging with the constituents. But more than anything, I love serving the greater community. And I realized through much prayer and a lot of my tribe of Bible study ladies surrounding me saying, you continue to expose things on the campaign trail, continue to expose it through radio and through your podcast. And I have fallen in love with the audience that has supported me. I'm grateful for them. And I realized early on, this has been going on just a month, that I have had such a powerful tribe of women, women in leadership, women in faith, surround me and come on the show to talk about whether they are an author, whether they serve two U.S. presidents, whether they are in broadcast journalism, and all surrounded me to come on and talk about their faith, their leadership, and what they, and just their support for the show. But in that, Pastor Greg, people like you, people of faith coming alongside of me to really talk about what is important to me. As you see behind me, I have the flag, I have Rosie the Riveter, and I have my husband's military service. And I'm all about God, family, and country, which really lines up with your show as well in many ways. And yeah. I feel as though in that Common Sense America during the 9 to 10 a.m. hour really focuses on what is ahead for our next generation. What is ahead where they could be the greatest generation because of the church, because of the family, because of the home, because of our faith. And those things are so very important to me.
Well, and it's important to understand what it is that, you know, that we're facing if people of faith don't get involved in what's happening in our country. I'm going to be, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I'm going to be spending a lot of time next hour in the final half hour, you know, specifically talking about that in our first segment with my friend Matt Long, who's, you know, I've been in the Tea Party trenches, you know, here in Texas for many, 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 many years now. And, you know, one of the things that's coming out is everybody's talking about, oh, you know, the end is here. Look at all the signs that are happening, you know, so on and so on and so on. And so that means we should just all sit back and not get engaged and not get involved, because, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus is going to come back and die on the cross again. I mean, if you really listen to what they're saying, mm-hmm. it's as though he's going to have to sacrifice himself again, because the first time wasn't enough. And that's how he's going to clean things up. And you know, they don't read the part where it says that he's going to come with fire in his eyes. Mm-hmm. They don't read the part where it says that he's on the white horse and he's doing warfare against those that are practicing wickedness. Mm-hmm. And they don't read the part where he says, listen, here's a parable about talents. And let me tell you what happens to the one that buries their talent.
Right. Right. Yep. Preach it. Preach it, Pastor.
And that is exactly, unfortunately, what the church has allowed to happen. We're the frog in the boiling water, folks. Mm-hmm. Look, when a cross in a cemetery,
yes,
is only allowed to stay there because it is a historical,
yes,
element, but not because it's actually the cross that Christ died on.
Right, right, Pastor Greg.
We got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. One of the other things I was talking about with Marcy Friesner yesterday, and you had her on your show yesterday,
yes,
as well.
Yes, I did. Yep.
We were talking about World Mental Health Day. We were talking about the fact that, yes, it is put on by the World Health Organization, but at the end of the day, we have a mental health crisis on our hands. It can be, you know, you don't have to name a day just to recognize it. And we were talking about the aspect of a high suicide rate of teenagers. We are talking about the issues that the teenagers are facing with mental health. And where I'm going to take it back to is the fact that what is happening in our homes and what is happening in our churches. And I feel as though when I look around and see the churches, depending on whether you're in Texas, here in North Carolina, New York, Virginia, wherever, there are a lot of different churches that are out there on the front lines, but are we really talking about what is this epidemic of mental health? Because I held up my phone for Marcy, and I held it up for the gentleman who was just on, and he was talking about Elon Musk and social media. So I sit there and say, he agreed with me to a point that social media can be the downfall of what is happening with our teenagers and the high suicide and the mental health, because it's constant comparing your identity. It's an identity crisis. Okay. And where are we in our faith in the public square, really standing up for our families, our faith in the public square? And also, where's the churches standing up for that at the very forefront to protect this mental health crisis, to keep it at bay and really, really talk about what's going on? Oh, you're pulling a book out.
Well, I'm going to pull out Marcy's book because, look, her title tells you the answer. Okay, the title of the book tells you the answer. Whose child? His child. Who is he? Who is the his that she's talking about? She's talking about God. She's talking about the Father. And here's the thing, and this goes back to something else that used to be hotly contested, and now it's kind of blown off. But that is the whole theory of evolution.
Yes.
Because, see, the theory of evolution eliminates the idea of a creator. Mm-hmm. The theory of, and what the church has done is the church has morphed itself to say, well, we can accept evolution and we can accept the Big Bang and we can say that the Big Bang is how God did this. No, we can't say it, not the way that the evolutionists and Darwin have positioned it.
Right.
We can't say that because, number one, we have to understand the life in a womb. And I just had Dr. Rebecca Oss on, and we were talking about the UN's push for abortion.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look at the big fight. And it's crazy to me to listen to these women's rights groups going off about, you know, it's a woman's right to choose and it's her body and so on.
Nope.
Not acknowledging that life that's growing is a life, its own life that has its own rights.
Exactly.
And those same groups are in many instances in favor of what happened to Chloe Cole. Mm-hmm. Which is the mutilization of women and this transition. The women's movement is, and the abortionists are very much in line with the LGBTQ movement as well. And the LGBTQ has been pushing the transgender. I mean, it's all about immorality.
Yes.
Perversion.
Yes. Yes.
And an inversion of truth and an acceptance of lies and a denial of the creator, which creates a reprobate mind.
Yes, completely. You know, as we were talking about his child, at the end of the day, we are his children. Yeah. We are his precious children. We are his beloved. We are his daughters. We are his sons. We are his princes. We are his princesses. We are his. And that is, I find, the more we say that, as Marcy had mentioned yesterday, the more we implement that into our homes, into our our fiber of our very fiber of our being. I am grateful. I shared with this earlier. I'm grateful that I have a legacy. I gotta take a quick break
over here. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. You're watching Chosen Generation Radio. Back with more coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I'm Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rafael Cruz. And listen, I just want to say thank you to all of you that have been sharing the program. I really started talking about this earlier in the week. Two things that you can do, two actions that you can take. Number one, tell people about the show. Share the program with your friends. Share ChosenGenerationRadio.com with your friends. We're live 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, Texas time. Share that with your friends, and you have been doing it, and we have a 150% increase in our viewership just this week based on you doing that, okay? And all I ask was, is last week we had 41,000 viewers. A million viewers, 1.05 million viewers so far this year. And the second thing is, would you buy me a cup of coffee? Just make a donation. Buy me a cup of coffee. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Or on Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. $PastorGregCGR. Or at Pastor Greg CGR on Venmo. Just buy me a cup of coffee. That'll help us with the radio ministry, and it will help us with what we're doing in India, where we have 550 pastors, 32 freshwater wells, our fifth sewing school, 64 widows have been trained to sew. They're now seamstresses with their own sewing machines, their own businesses, so they can feed their families. We have 36 women in class right now. We're going to need to buy 36 sewing machines. We have an opportunity to buy rickshaws to put Christians to work in Punjab, India, as taxi cab drivers with rickshaws. They're asking for those things. We can help people to fish there. All I'm asking, buy me a cup of coffee. If half the people watching this program bought us a cup of coffee, man, it would make a huge impact. Rafael, it's engagement. It's just getting people involved.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you explain a little more what you mean by buying a cup of coffee?
Absolutely. So if what you're doing is you're making a donation, and it would be as if we're sitting in the coffee shop, and you said, you know what, Pastor, let me buy you a cup of coffee today. And you made that $3 to $5 donation. And you can do it at paypal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. If you like the show, if you believe that we're making a difference, if you believe that a biblical worldview and biblical values are critical to saving America, if you believe in the expanse of the gospel and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, not only in America, but then also with our work that we do with orphans and widows and the oppressed. Look, that oppression that's happening in India is coming right here to America. Don't kid yourself. It's coming right here. And India is the second largest population in the world. And we have an opportunity to have a huge impact in that nation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can help. And that's what a cup of coffee, just a cup of coffee, even just this week, one cup of coffee this week. Would you buy me a cup of coffee? PayPal.me/PastorGreg.
Well, Pastor Greg, I'll tell you, let me just speak to your audience for a minute. I have known Pastor Greg for many years. This is a man of God. This is a man of principle. This is a man that, in spite of the challenge that he went through in the hospital for years, when he, with that incredible love of a father, stood through himself in front of his daughter to save his life. And as a result of that, he spent over a year in a hospital and 5 years before he could stand up. And yet, he never stopped sharing the gospel. And I'll tell you, this is a ministry worth investing in. And Pastor Greg, the Lord just told me I need to become a monthly partner of your ministry. And I commit before you today, I will become a monthly partner. We'll talk after the program. But I encourage each and every one of you listening, support this ministry. This is a godly ministry. This is a man of God that is touching a whole country, that is touching generations. To God be all the glory.
To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Pastor Raphael. And I want to just say how much your prayers meant and have meant to my healing process. I know you pray for me every day. And my wife,
I still do.
I know you do. I know you do, brother. Yes, I know you do. And I feel those prayers. And my wife will never, ever forget your phone calls and prayers while I was in the hospital, while I was battling literally, you know, in a way for my life, even though I knew and we believed that God was going to restore me. And is doing that, is restoring me fully. But even still, those prayers meant so much. So I thank you. I thank you so much for that. We are going to take a quick break. Again, folks, please consider, buy me a cup of coffee, would you? Just one cup of coffee will make a big difference. $3, $5, paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg, or at the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. Same thing at Venmo, @PastorGregCGR. Back after this.